Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that's always shipped on time. Now, here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is sponsored by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. You know, you can ask us about anything on eBay or just wish us happy holidays or anything. Just call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630.
Now we take you to Dallas, Texas for the latest eBetsy Brief. Take it away, Betsy.
Selling your item is job one all year round, but getting it into your buyer's hands fast is mission critical at this time of year. Be sure you provided an expedited shipping option and add an overnight option if at all possible. I've had customers pay $20-some for overnight express shipping on items ranging from a $250 Tiffany bracelet to a $9.99 vintage charm. Don't forget to mark your calendar with cutoff dates for various carriers and mail classes, and consider enclosing an eBay-branded holiday gift card. I'm posting the link on today's chat board. Now, back to Griffin Lee.
Thank you so much, Betsy. And Betsy's the kind of person that probably has all of her holiday shopping done already. Am I right, Betsy?
Of course. I have to leave time for the decorating.
Exactly.
So I get the shopping done, get the shopping out of the way early.
Exactly. Betsy, thank you. So we'd love for you to join us on the eBay Radio chat board during today's show. eBetsy is the moderator, and she's on there right now. Just go to ebayradio.com and click on the words Listen Live in the right-hand sidebar. Then click Group Chat on the eBay Radio player, and that'll take you right through community sign-in back to the eBay Radio group's homepage. It's not as difficult as it sounds, by the way. It sounds much more complicated.
Doesn't
when
it?
We're describing it. Adds the words today, exclamation point, and chat board right in the title along with today's date. And you can click on that thread to join in the chat. And remember, you must refresh your page to see new posts. It does not scroll automatically. Well, I had mentioned who we were having on the show earlier, and then the music started and I couldn't finish. So I did want to say that we're also going to have some of our favorites on this year. It's our last guest show of the year.
That's true, isn't it?
Okay. I mean, we'll be on
vacation.
Right. We'll be on Thursday. We'll be doing a show Thursday, but you know, that's just call-ins and
talking and stuff.
It's not guests. So Diva Dawn's going to come on, tell us how to, you know, some guidance with New Year's resolutions.
Oh, good.
And we're going to have also as our second from final guest of the year, we're going to have on Oilerman 21, Dave, to talk about making his first call to eBay Radio to get his listing dish and what's happened to him since.
Yes.
So great way to, you know, end our guest segments this year. And if you can't call in for whatever reason, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show while we're live on the air. Griff, I wanted to talk a little more about that eBay Authenticate.
Yes, please. Let's do that.
Well, I found if you go to ebay.com/item authentication/seller.
Oh, jeez. Can they make it any harder?
Then just eBay go to Google. Go to eBay Authenticate. You'll get right to it. That's the way I found
it. You're right.
Okay. Because I'd like you to look at this with me.
I would love to. All right, eBay Authenticate. There we go. Okay, so what do you need?
Okay. Well, first of all, eBay's sweetening the deal for a limited time. You can earn even more. You can get, normally you're going to get 80% of your selling price.
Right.
You're going to get 90% when you send in your eligible luxury handbag by January 31st, 2018.
Well, let me go through my closet.
So that is the first thing you need to know is right now you could get 90%. In the future, you're going to get 80, all right?
Mm.
And how does it work, Griff?
Well, it works like this. You start by creating a listing for your eligible handbag, and during the process, you select Try eBay Authenticate.
Now, we want you to understand, this doesn't mean that you've created a listing and you published it yet.
Yeah, you haven't published it.
No, you've created it, and you're going to select Try eBay Authenticate.
Well, I actually don't think you even have to try. I think when you click on the selling link, they should have this a little clearer. I think if you're a seller that's in the current rollout of this program, you'll have the option of either selling it yourself or trying eBay Authenticate. So you select that. And then after you've got to that page, there's some instructions, and it'll tell you to send it using a prepaid USPS shipping label that I guess eBay provides. And then you can drop it off at participating FedEx office locations, and they'll pack and ship to the experts for free. You don't have to worry about paying for that. But if you don't have a FedEx office nearby, there's the option of printing out a prepaid USPS shipping label. Once it's received by at the address on there by the industry experts, they'll authenticate and
list.
If it passes authentication, they'll list, sell, and ship your handbag to your buyer. And you receive 80% of the selling price, but that will be 90% when you send that eligible luxury handbag in before January 31st, 2018.
Exactly. And then it shows you how it compares to some of the competitors.
Yeah.
You see that under there? I found that kind of interesting because the fees are pretty much the same until you get to the listing and taking the photos.
Right.
And the free shipping.
Exactly.
Label, et cetera.
So it's the, I think of the three services, it's the better deal. You know, just by the criteria presented, because it's the lowest, commission cut, and you don't have to do any of the work, including listing it and taking the photos and dealing with customers. And then, so that's a big, I think that's a big plus, actually.
Yes, definitely. So this is going to be very interesting. I don't have any that are this posh. I mean, I'm in the Coach category, a couple of Kate Spades, you know what I mean? I'm not in the Louis Vuitton category.
No, no. If you're,
as
if you're,
person either, apparently.
And there's an FAQ, and I just want to double check this because, if your handbag can't be authenticated, it'll be shipped back to you for free.
Oh, okay. I wondered about that.
And the items that are currently eligible are handbags and wallets worth $500 or more from the following luxury brands: Louis Vuitton, Hermes, Chanel, Gucci, Celine, Fendi, Christian Dior, Prada,
Cesar Chavez.
He's not on here. Goyard, Valentino, Balenciaga, and Burberry. For a limited time, you can send in handbags worth $250 or more from eligible brands above. And we're gonna expand to other luxury brands and categories during 2018.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Because that $250 price, that some Coach bags cost that. And they're
they
not
do.
Listed.
They do. Yeah. So the thing that makes this not only easier for a seller of the product, but this provides a 200% guarantee. Did you know that? 200% guarantee. So the authenticity of every item sold through the eBay Authenticate program is backed by a guarantee for double the purchase price, which instills just about as much confidence in a buyer that you can even ever imagine doing. And, you know, some people will say, oh, you know, that looks good and the seller's got good feedback, but do they know anything about selling bags? And I know eBay has a money back guarantee. Oh, but this is through the Authenticate program and it's a 200% guarantee. So if I get this bag and I don't believe it's authentic or I can prove it's not authentic, I'll get 200% of my money back.
That's a good deal.
That's confidence building for you.
Yes, it is. You get paid via PayPal within 2 business days of the buyer paying for the handbag, by the way.
That's true.
And you do need a PayPal account.
Yep, you should have one. Everyone
right.
should.
Everyone should anyway.
Yeah, why not?
What happens if my handbag is lost or damaged before it sells?
Good question. What's the answer?
In the unlikely event that your handbag gets lost or damaged, please call eBay customer service, and there's a number to call.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, it's going to be a great way to do this. So,
what happens if a buyer wants to return my handbag? Once a buyer purchases your handbag and you receive payment, your work is done.
Your work is done, right?
If a buyer wants to return it, our industry experts process the return and take possession of the bag.
Yeah,
but you still have the money.
Yeah, you don't have to send the money back. eBay will deal with it.
Well, yeah, because they authenticated it. They know it's a good one.
Yeah. They know it's going to be just great. Somebody else will buy it.
Here's a great question. How long will my handbag be listed on eBay? What happens if it doesn't sell? Handbags with this program are listed for up to 60 days. If it hasn't sold after 60 days, it's returned to you for free.
There you go.
It's going to be interesting to watch. If anybody has used this yet, or if you're going to, after you do so, will you let us know how it went? We'd like to know.
Yes.
Griff and I want to know. Okay, so coming up.
Oh,
we're going to talk about eBay for charity, too.
Yes, we are.
We also have a 7 returns best practices to talk about today, Griff. We could start those right now, probably. There are 7 of them. It's on page 14 of the stuff we sent you over.
Yeah, you know, we could.
This is from a post by Emma Fulcher in eBay for Business. Why don't we do that when we come back?
We will.
7 returns best practices.
It's a deal. This phone segment was sponsored by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling. You could give us a ring at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. And we'll be back in a moment with more of eBay Radio.
When it comes to selecting a shipping solution, at Indicia, we know you have a ton of choices, so we'd like to cut to the chase. Here are the top 5 reasons why Indicia is your best choice. 1. We are the number one USPS shipping software with over $14 billion of postage printed. 2. We save you money. With Indicia, you automatically qualify for the lowest possible USPS rates. 3. We're convenient. You can purchase postage and print labels anytime, 24/7, for domestic and international. 4. Our pay-on-use return service lets you provide USPS return shipping labels to your customers without prepaying the postage. And 5. We're easy. Easy to install and easy to use with great customer support. Try our 4-week trial and see how Indicia can help you save time and money. Visit Indicia.com. That's E-N-D-I-C-I-A.com.
When it comes to managing your e-commerce business, there's only one listing tool more powerful than 6-Bit 2.0. That's 6-Bit 3.0. eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell online for 20 years. And he just keeps on getting better at it. 6-Bit 3.0 lets you create your own custom one-page listing form. You can change a whole batch of pictures at the same time and automatically rotate them while they import. There's also a brand new research tool so you can search multiple locations from a single keyword. 6-Bit 3.0 even adds support for additional selling channels in the U.S., Canada, and the U.K. so you can grow your e-commerce business on eBay and beyond. Try 6-Bit 3.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 434.
Knowledge is power, and on eBay, it's profit as well. Linda Bryant is known on eBay as top-rated seller Bryant Apple and the Time Whisperer. She says, research your products.
The thing about researching neckties is it changes constantly. Years ago, I could really sell all these Jerry Garcia ties, and they would go, they'd fly out. I couldn't give them away now. You have to keep on looking and learning. I have 7 books that have been written about neckties, and I'm going to love researching and learning all about those because that's a lot to learn.
Stay connected to all 3 eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
An eBay Radio Holiday Factoid.
A lot of us celebrate various holidays. However, many don't know how the traditions began or their significance. Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. It's a Wonderful Life appears on TV more than any other holiday movie. And Rudolph was actually created by Montgomery Ward in the late 1930s for a holiday promotion. Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, where the host does his darndest. But life isn't always perfect now, is it? Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time. Your call is all we want for Christmas. 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630.
Okay, we promised we were going to talk about the 7 returns best practices.
Yeah.
Post written by Emma Fulcher in eBay for Business blog. You might want to go check it out.
Many sellers tell us returns can feel overwhelmingly, especially during the holiday season. But they don't have to be nerve-wracking. Here are those 7 best practices to help you manage post-holiday returns requests like a pro.
Number 1, be prepared to respond quickly.
That's a big
respond one. Promptly, courteously, and honestly. If you do end up issuing a refund, do so within 2 days of receiving the returned item. It shows good customer service when you carry a sense of urgency with returns.
That's very true. Number 2 is accept 60-day returns for the holidays. Offering free or 60-day returns encourages instant buyer confidence and loyalty. This is especially true during the holiday shopping season. This type of policy can give your shoppers the buying confidence they need to make the discerning purchase.
And you need to be crystal clear about return shipping. Transparency is essential when it comes to your return shipping details. Your buyer should be able to easily understand where they stand in terms of who pays for what.
And automate some returns. Accelerate the return process by customizing or automating some of all of your listing return requests in your return preferences. For example, sellers who accept returns can do so automatically even for buyer's remorse. And this just makes it easier, not only for the buyer, but for you too. A lot of buyers, they think, you know, maybe they've had a bad experience and they think, oh, I want to return this and I'm going to be on the defensive. I want to return this, they're going to think. I'm going to write that seller and tell them just so that they know that I'm not going to take no for an answer. And I'm blah, 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 blah. And then they go to submit the return and it goes, ding, return automatically accepted. And they go, oh.
I might buy on eBay again.
I might buy from this seller again.
Exactly. Yeah. Number 5 is document all item details. Always check an item that is returned back to you before issuing a refund. Recent seller updates account for the possibility of items being returned damaged, incomplete, or otherwise not in the same condition as it was when you sent it. We suggest keeping detailed documentation on all your products.
Right, and it's why it's a smart idea to take a photo of the item's defining unique identifiers like marks or serial numbers or special, you know, whatever it is that would help indicate that this is the item. You should also plan for various scenarios. Think about all the types of returns you've received and the potential reasons you might receive returns on the items you sell. If you have a few internal policies in place, you can take some of the stress out of making game time decisions as each return comes in.
And number 7 is create a returns operations plan. Set your business up for success by categorizing returned items as soon as they arrive back to you. Separate items by what is resellable, what requires repair, and what can be listed as a markdown or end-of-year clearance. The point is to get items back up in your inventory if possible, and quickly, of course.
Those are good.
So,
very
Griff,
good.
What would you do if a buyer said, I'm returning this, I don't like it. And they send it back to you, and it's got lipstick stains all over the collar.
Well, what is it?
It's a blouse. What would you do?
But was it used or new?
It was new.
So all my new clothing, I probably might have a restocking fee.
Okay.
But also I probably would, since I only sell men's clothing, I might consider it humorous and just, I'd mark it up.
What a man.
I'd mark it up.
You
to
call
just,
it your what a man
yeah.
category.
Yeah, I suppose. So it's why, you know, one seller said I should be looking for all the oversized women's shoes I can find because men buy those. So certain men.
Yes.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Anyway, I just don't get upset about stuff like this. I know it becomes like a little hobgoblin that gets in your head and it can really, you know, just ruin your whole approach to business. So, you know, things happen. I'd say, well, there it is. I would wash it out and sell it as pre-owned or you can, if it's brand new in packaging, sometimes sellers would add a restocking fee.
So we can.
It's never happened to me.
We can assume that you've automated your returns.
Yeah, I just am not going to get into. I don't have the time or inclination anymore to get into a back and forth with a buyer about stuff like this. I'll just say, hey, look, I'm in business. That means, you know, certain realities and responsibilities. And if you don't like the item and you send it back and it's got lipstick on it, you know, what am I going to do? Going to start a court case? No, you know, you can
write
you
a song.
You can actually now through the return process, you can actually say, I'm only going to give you a certain percentage of this back because the item came back damaged or not like I sent it. And you provide the photo, you send that, you know, you include that in there, and then eBay now allows that to happen. So I suppose you could do that. I'm not going to do it. That's just me. I'm not advising you to do it. In fact, you should make it as difficult for your buyer as possible.
And especially if you're selling shirts and cologne.
Yes, and then send them a little note, say, why don't you just take your business and go see Griff Phil?
Exactly.
Who just gives everything away, apparently. So,
or
yeah,
you could say to them, what do you think I am, Griff Phil or something?
Yeah. Griffville, that's griffville.com. Yeah, you could do that. I'd be forever in your debt for that, I suppose. This open phone segment was brought to you by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time. Coming up, selling for charity. This is eBay Radio and is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication Global Peace for Fox.
So what do you want for the holidays this year?
I already know what I'm getting. A peek into $230 billion in eBay transactions.
Wow, you must be planning to make a lot of sales in Q4.
I am, thanks to Terapeak.
Terapeak?
Terapeak lets me monitor and analyze more than $230 billion in eBay transactions. I can see everything that's sold on 22 eBay marketplaces worldwide for the past 3 years.
How does it work?
Terapeak gives me key metrics for any product. Average selling price, total sales, number of sellers, shipping costs, listing formats, and a whole lot more. So I know which items are hot and how to price them. And I can monitor my competition. I couldn't run my business without it.
Well, now I want Terapeak too, and not just for the holidays.
You can try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com. That's Terapeak.com. Happy holidays.
You want to connect with your customers, but keeping up with email from multiple selling channels, as well as messages on social media, is a job all by itself. You've got product sourcing, listing, and shipping to do, along with having a life. Meet Reply Manager, the inbox that connects you with your customers. Reply Manager makes communicating with your buyers simple, fast, and personal. Reply Manager brings all your messages into one central inbox, keeping email threads intact. No more switching between multiple accounts and screens. Automated workflows, such as sorting messages into folders, speeding up your response time, and smart autoresponders and personalization hashtags give every response a personal touch. Reply Manager can be used by multiple team members, letting you keep track of who's answering what. Try Reply Manager for free for 14 days. No credit card required at replymanager.com/eBay Radio.
To speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.